Praise the Lord. We greet you this morning with the joy of the Lord. We're so thankful that you have joined us here at the Queen's Ministry for our morning Bible Breakfast Fellowship study time. I'm Elder Mary Ellis, and I am coming to you today just thanking God for another opportunity to join with the saints, the members of the Queen's Ministry here at our virtual morning Bible study hour. We always have such a wonderful time together, and I just thank God for this opportunity that He has also allowed it to be later available for those that may be able to retrieve it for their own study time at a later date. So thank God for the technology. Thank God for the opportunity. Just thanking God for so many things. Amen. He is so wonderful. The Word of God says, remember to magnify the Lord for His work. Many have sung of it. And so that's what we need to do today, to remember to magnify the Lord, to glorify Him, to exalt His name for His mighty acts. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's look to the Lord this morning. Go to the throne of grace to invite Him into our city. And ask that He would lead, guide us to share what it is that He wants us to know from His Word. Father, we thank You on today. We thank You for this day, this time, this gathering. We pray that You would be in the midst. We do invite You in, Holy Spirit, that You would come in with Your quickening power, that You would touch our hearts and our minds, that we may be receptive to all that You have for us. Bless each one that's a part of our virtual Bible study on today, those that may even be able to listen at a later date. We pray that Your blessing will be upon them. We're praying, Lord God, that You will continue to keep us, lead us, guide us in all things is our prayer. As we study Your Word on Your love and forgiveness, may we receive all that You have for us. Over these last several weeks, You have blessed us, Lord God, to learn even more, to take in even more. And so, God, we're even expecting more from You on today. So bless now, we pray. Continue to have Your way in our lives. We thank You now for all that You do. In Jesus' name, amen. Alrighty, again, this is our concluding lesson on the topic, God's love and forgiveness. This was a series of teaching on God's love, God's mercy, God's grace, and the final part was God's love and forgiveness. And we're going to conclude that portion of this series on today's teaching. And so we want to say to you, have you been following along? We pray that you've been blessed by knowing God's love, God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness is for you. Let me repeat that. God's grace, His love, His mercy, His forgiveness is for you. You are not excluded from His love. God loves us with an everlasting love. He loves us so very much that He draws us, He calls us to Him so that we can be in relationship with Him. That's why He loves us so very, very much, and that's how He shows us He loves us. Everyone is very familiar with the verse, John 3:16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave." He shows us what love really is. He gave us His very, very best at a time when we weren't deserving it. Hallelujah. And He didn't hold back, and He offered it up to the world. Offer His love to the world through the sacrifice, through the crucifixion of His Son Jesus, that we might partake of forgiveness of our sin. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. That's great love. Oh, what love the Father has for us. And so on today in our concluding lesson on God's love and forgiveness, we're going to talk about the portion of God's love that we all need, and that is forgiveness. Hallelujah. Because of His willingness to forgive us, we can be in right relationship with Him. We, hallelujah, can be able to look forward to a promised eternity with Him. Hallelujah. We can have now life in a way, glory to God, that we can be at peace with God. Praise be to God. Let me say it one more again, just in case you didn't hear it. God loves us. Psalms 86 and 5 says it this way. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. So that's us, y'all. Amen. God loves us again, and He wants us to be a part of His family. He wants to be a part of our lives. He cares for us, and He wants the best for us. So keep that in mind as you go about your daily business, doing things. Remember God's love. Remember His mercy. Remember His grace. And remember His forgiveness. Because those things that He has given us, love, grace, mercy, forgiveness, we ought to show to others. That's right. What we have freely received from the Lord, we are to show to others. Now remember, we talked about in forgiving that it is required on us, glory to God, to be able to forgive also. If anyone has aught against your brother, the Bible says to go and be reconciled, so that you clear the air between your brother or sister and your relationship with God. That's right. We talked about the parable of unforgiveness, where one servant didn't recognize what he had received was not only for him to receive that blessing, but also to share with others. And because of, as the Bible calls him, his wickedness, he took it upon himself not to show for forgiveness to someone else when he had the opportunity to do just that. And the Bible looked upon that so strongly, or opposed it so strongly, that through the parable we learn that we can be condemned. We can condemn our own selves if we withhold forgiveness from someone else when it is in our ability to do so. So this parable taught us that as we freely receive forgiveness in our lives from God our Father, that we are to show forth that forgiveness to others. Now, I know many of us are sitting there saying, that is good, Elder, and I want to do it, but it is so difficult. Ah, I understand, and I can appreciate where you may be in your walk today. But perhaps some of the things we've learned over these last several days will help you to release that. Why do I say that? Because you are only harming yourself. That's right. When you hold back and don't want to release that forgiveness, you are actually only harming yourselves. Now, let me also remind us that when we say we forgive, we're not pointing to a fact that we just totally wash away everything that someone did to us. No, but we are making a conscious decision or to choose not to act on the bitterness or the anger we feel towards that individual and to release that to God. Because God is the one that's going to help us to be able to do that. Let me make no mistake about that. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives that we are able to do that. It is through the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives to love in the right way, to show forth mercy in the right way, to show forth grace in the right way, and most importantly, to show forth forgiveness in the right way. So when, as God is saying to us that He forgive us, it's not so much that He is saying, I don't remember anything you did, I'm going to wipe out totally so that there's no consequences. No, even that sin we may have had committed, God does forgive us, but the consequences still are there. Amen. Think about David, a great topic that our pastor preached on this morning. David did some things God forgave him of his sins when he repented, when he asked him, but the consequences of that sin lingered in his life. Amen. So we have to be mindful of that. So what God does is he chooses not to act upon the sin, but he forgives us. Amen. And so that's where we are with others. Hallelujah. And so I again want to repeat, it is by the power of God that we're able to do this. To not keep a record of someone's wrong against us. Oh, because again, holding back is only going to hurt you. It's going to cause you to be a bitter, angry, hateful type person that nobody wants to be around. Mean-spirited. And so you don't want that in your life. You want the goodness of the Lord to shine forth that others may see his good works in you. But I know that being able to forgive in a true manner is not easy. One of the hardest things you might have to do in your own life was to show that forgiveness. Amen. I want to read this quote by Mary Ann Williamson's when she talked about how forgiveness is not easy. She says, forgiveness is not always easy. At times, it feels more painful than the wound we suffered to forgive the one that inflicted it. And yet, this is so important to hear, and yet there is no peace without forgiveness. Oh my goodness. Because at the end of the parable, if you recall this particular story, the first servant who chose not to forgive the second servant ended up in a place of torment. That's right. He ended up in a place of torment and torture until he was able to repay the debt he owed to the king. He was in a place of no peace. No peace. Wherever you are right now, just say that today. No peace. That's right. That's what unforgiveness can do in your life. It can bring no peace. We don't want that. I know I don't. So we again have to rely on the Holy Spirit, Jesus, to work in us so that we can do what God has asked of us to do. Amen. Again, I just thank you for this lesson. I hope and pray something has been said as we shared over these last several weeks. I just want to go through our summary verses on today and to share with you what it is in the Bible that what talks about what we need to do so that we can be in a place of offering forgiveness. Psalms 86 and 5 says, again, this is our foundational verse, and I want you to be reminded of it. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. What we learn about God's love is that what he has offered to us through his abundant love, through the sacrifice of his son, we are to imitate. I want to repeat that in your hearing so everybody can hear that. What we've learned about God's love is that what he has offered to us through his abundant love, through the sacrifice of his son, we are to imitate. Again, by the power of the Holy Spirit that is in our lives, through prayer, through meditating in God's word, through allowing God to work in us, we can do what he has called us to do. Daniel 9:9 says, the Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have rebelled against him. The Lord our God is merciful and forgiving, even though we have fallen short, come up short, rebelled against him. He doesn't hold that against us because he knows that we are human, frail in our character. Hallelujah. So we need God. Hallelujah. So that we can be who he says that we are. Psalms 130 verses 3 and 4 says, if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, that's sin. Oh Lord, who could stand? So if God began to hold a sin against us, the word of God says right there, who could stand under it? We know we certainly couldn't. But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. So again, this is a verse that reminds us that God does not count our wrongs in the sense that he is keeping a record of our wrongdoing. He's not standing there and says, okay, check one, check two, check three, check four. No, he has said, I will forgive you. And I choose not to hold that sin against you. And I have cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, that sin. But remember, sometimes there is consequences connected to that sin. That's what sometimes lingers in our lives. Oh my goodness. Let's go to Psalms 32:1 where it says, blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. We'll bless y'all. Because that's us. That verse points to us where we are forgiven of our transgressions through our faith and belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are blessed. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate one to another, forgiving each other. Just as in Christ, God forgave you. If you have a highlighter in your possession right now, or if a pen, I want you to underline or make some kind of marking in on that verse so that you can have it stand out. And when you go back to this lesson, it will jump out at you. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgiving each other. And here's the part I really want you to underline. Just as in Christ, God forgave you. Remember, if you don't remember anything else throughout this lesson on forgiveness, God, love, and forgiveness, make Ephesians 4:32 one verse that you hold on to, because it summarizes this particular lesson that we've been talking about, that we are to show forth the same love, compassion, mercy, grace, forgiveness to others as God has done for us through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen, somebody. Matthew 6:14 says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. This verse is summarizing again that story or that parable we talked about in our lesson in earlier days, where Jesus said to the disciples and to those that were listening that this is something you must be able to do so that it can be shown to you as well. And so Matthew 6:14 comes back and reminds us that we need to show forth the forgiveness we have received from God to others. If you forgive other people when they sin against you, this is why you want to do it. Your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Can I get an amen, somebody? Praise be to God. All right, Colossians 3:13 says, bear with each other and forgive another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. This is another verse that reminds us again, our part. That's right. Wherever you are today, just say that, our part. And then say, my part. That's right. Our part, my part. We have a part to play in this overall walk with God. He forgives us, and we in turn are to forgive others. He loves on us, we in turn are to love others. He shows us mercy, we in turn are to show mercy to others. He shows us grace, much, much grace, we in turn are to show grace to others. What you have, as Paul said, what you have seen in me, do. And so that's what God is saying to us. What you have seen in me, received from me, do likewise. So again, Colossians 3:13 says, bear with each other. That's that being patient and tolerant with each other. Everybody's not the same. Everybody don't act the same. Everybody don't walk and talk the same. Everybody don't do things the same. Everybody don't act the same, respond the same. So bear with each other. The Word of God also says, as much as possible between you, be at peace with one another. And then, most importantly, forgive another. If there's a grievance, talk it out. Work it out. Take a brother or sister to help you forge a continue open line of communication so that you can keep the air clear. Amen. Amen. Now, I understand sometimes you can't have everybody in your inner circle, because everybody in your inner circle may not be there for you. But you don't want to be having this bitterness because of their ability. You want to release that. That's right, because you want to live free. Anybody is in Christ, he is free. That's right. So you want to live free. So release that and just be able, as my mom used to always say, have them at a handle them with a broom handle, meaning you may have to keep them at arm's length. You can love them from afar. Praise be to God. But love on them anyhow, in any way. Praise be to God. All right. Proverbs 17:9. Oh, I know the saying. Here it is. She said, handle them with a long handle spoon. That was the saying she would always say. That's right. Some people, you have to handle them with a long handle spoon. Amen, somebody. Praise God. Okay, Proverbs 17:9, our last verse there in our summation, says, love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. Love prospers when a fault is forgiven, but dwelling on it separates close friends. I had the opportunity to watch this movie. Now, I don't watch too much television or anything like that, but I sat down for a moment to catch my breath, and it was on, and so I kind of stayed with it for a moment. But the gist of the story was that a daughter didn't feel it was necessary to forgive her father, because he had walked out on her so many years before. So she was holding on to this bitterness, and she even says in the movie, you're walking out on me, and me holding that against you has caused me to be crazy. She said, my life is so mixed up and crazy because I keep waiting for you to be there in my life, because she was just holding on to this anger and bitterness. And not only in the story, not only was she holding on against anger and bitterness, but two women, the sisters-in-law, the wife of the father and the sister of the father, those two women were angry with each other also. And it took near the end of the movie for all of this to become reconciled, where the father and daughter was able to work through their differences, and she was able to have the relationship with him that she had so desired. But she was so angry and bitter that she didn't want to release that forgiveness to get to a place where she could have him in his life. And it took a while. It took, throughout the movie, it took constant intervention with others, trying to help forge that reconciliation. And with the two women, it just took them sitting down, talking, and then just saying, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I missed you, I missed you, I want to be back together. It just took them a few moments just sitting down and just getting to the part where they had anger or hurt and distance. That's what was causing it, and then releasing the bitterness and the unforgiveness. And the same with the sister and the father. They too had to break down that wall of unforgiveness in their lives. So the whole movie was about learning how to work through the bitterness and the unforgiveness that sometimes come up in relationships and then destroys them and causes you, again, you see that unforgiveness in her caused her to have such an unpeaceful life, that she was doing crazy things unwillingly most of the time, because she was lashing out out of her anger and hurt of her father. But Proverbs 17 and 9 says, love prospers, love blossoms and grows when a fault is forgiven. Love can shine when a fault is forgiven and you don't dwell on it, because dwelling on it separates close friends, family, and loved ones. Where are you at in your quest to be forgiving or to show forth forgiveness? Keep on praying, keep on believing God, asking Him to help you release, if that's where you're at, holding on, to release unforgiveness in your life. If you are at a place where you're looking for somebody to offer their forgiveness, ask the Lord to help you to have patience and tolerance, and to pray that you don't hold that against them forever. And then just walk in God. Again, going back to what Marianne Williamson said, forgiveness, it sometimes is painful, is more than even the wound that was inflicted upon us, but yet without it, there is no peace. Let that be a marker for you when you decide which way you want to go. Amen. Again, this is Elder Mary Ellis, and I thank you for joining us here at the Queen's Ministry, being a part of our morning Bible breakfast fellowship. I just want to say to all of you that may join us later via our tape recording, that may God continue to bless you and smile upon you is our prayer. I want to leave you with this short prayer and also our memory verse for the month of June. I want to share that verse with you and pray that the Lord will allow that verse to take hold in your life, take hold in your walk with Him. It says in Proverbs 1 and 5, and I'm reading out of the NIV translation, let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Get guidance, y'all. That's why I want to leave that with you, because you may think you know the way you need to go in that situation, especially if there's some faults or some grievance, some hardship, some bitterness there, but get guidance. Hallelujah. Get the Lord in on what's going on and let Him guide you and lead you in the way that you should go. Amen. That's our prayer for you today. Let the wise get learning, and let the discerning get guidance. Hallelujah. Father, we come this morning today to thank you. We thank you, O Lord our God, for this time, this gathering. We pray for each and every one that may be listening. We pray for their lives today. We pray, God, that your word may find a lodging place in our hearts, that we be doers of your words, not hearers only, and through the difficult time. Yes, God, because you know, hallelujah, that sometimes the things you ask of us can be very difficult, but we know by your Spirit, by the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives, we can do all things through Christ. Amen. So we ask you to help us. Help us where, God, that we fall short. Help us where we don't do all the things you ask us to do. Help us, Lord God, to be the better people that you say that we are. Help us to walk in your ways, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to even have a better relationship with you, oh God. Help us, Lord God, to understand and to have wisdom and knowledge, Lord God. Your word says for us to ask and you would give us liberally. So we ask for your wisdom on today. We pray, God, that our knowledge and understanding of who you are, God, in our lives will grow and expand and become, Lord God, a God for us, Lord God. Father, we thank you for each and every one right now. In Jesus' name, we believe, God, that you have greater things in store for us. So help us, Lord God, to become those new creations that you called us to be. Each one that's listening right now, God, we pronounce, Lord God, your blessings over their lives in Jesus' name. We know you can do all things, so we trust you today to release in our lives those things you want us to have. And we thank you again for all that you do. We ask these blessings in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I pray again that you've been blessed by our time together here at the Queen's Ministry, and we want to invite you to be a part of our morning Bible breakfast fellowship study time each and every Sunday morning following our worship experience. Until we meet again, God bless you all.